Wakey, wakey, ghosties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the Coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Monday, the 30th of August. Coming up, oh, I can't believe you.
What?
In what happened in the post office? You are seriously, mate.
I know. Look, I hadn't posted a letter in a long time. Well,
Have a listen. It clearly
some
shows.
Habits die hard.
And weddings in New South Wales, especially on the Central Coast, will be permitted from this Friday, September the 3rd. Father TJ called about it. Now, you had an issue. Sit down on the couch, sir, Robert.
Well, yeah, I've done something wrong. I went to the post office, Wombe Post Office. Just want to shout out, say good day to the Wombe team.
Yeah, because you were kicked out of there a couple of weeks ago, but you're back.
That's right. They'd taken my picture off the door.
No, that was the police who'd taken wanted.
That's right.
Off the door.
Anyways.
Yeah. So
I went
in.
I had to post a letter.
Yeah.
And I had my letter. I had to put the stuff in the because I don't have any envelopes. Who's got a stash of envelopes and stamps? No one does.
Man, I can't remember the last letter I sent.
No, well, that was the thing. So I went in there. I thought, okay, I'm going to have to get an envelope. Went an envelope. And then put it all in there. A woman came in because there was only a couple allowed in the post office at once. Fair enough.
Yep.
Said, g'day. No problem. Anyway, I've taken the envelope that I'd bought from the guy at the post office, and I had no idea that this was going to be a thing, but I went to lick the envelope.
Jeez, how dare you?
Because.
How dare you?
I know. So there, I've got tongue out, ready to run it along the top of that thing, watch it, and you always got to be, you got to lick up and do about three or four licks so you don't get a paper cut.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't never run it across the envelope.
Oh, you'll slice your tongue in
that's
half.
That's right. It's like your first shave.
Yes.
You've got to.
Dangerous.
A few strokes up the envelope.
So the tongue's out.
As I was about to lick it, the postie's gone, what are you, stop. And I thought, oh no.
What have you done?
And the woman in the post office looked at me. I looked at her. She said, you just can't lick anything anymore. I said, I know. What's going on with this? Why can't I lick an envelope? He said, oh, it's a stick down one. Oh, sorry. I thought he was having a go at me. For breaching protocol.
Out come the guns. How dare you?
Just trying to help.
Holy, that's a relief.
Well, they don't make lick envelopes anymore. You just stick them all down, apparently.
It's been a while, mate, hasn't it?
It's been too long.
Oh, I saw this online last night. What do cheap people bring to a barbecue? This is, I think this was from, was it Aussie something or other? But it was really, and then they had about 4,500 comments about what do cheap people bring to a barbecue. Yeah. And it's hilarious. You know, and we want to know from you this morning, what do cheap people bring to a barbecue?
Well, I had a mate would bring.
Yeah.
You bring the salad? Yeah, I'll bring the salad, no problem.
Yeah.
It'd be a cos lettuce.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, not a cos. What are those big, the round one? There would be one iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
And one of those packets of cubed cheese.
Oh, yeah. That's what. What about?
And that was the salad.
What about mates? What about mates?
You come and say, do you have any tomatoes? I just need it for my salad.
Mates who bring home brew.
Homebrew.
And then they try and sell your homebrew to you, and it's bloody terrible. It's bloody terrible.
guy that turns up with like a couple of soft drinks, couple of bottles of No Frills soft drink, puts them in the SDIs, I'm going to have a couple of softies today, nothing for me. And then within half an hour, he's saying, oh, I'll just have the one.
Yeah.
You got a spare one?
Yeah. Okay. He's on the crownies.
And then he's drinking all your beer. Yeah. Then he decides he's had too many, he's going to get a cab home.
Yeah. What about the ones who bring the Coles $1 loaf? That's always good to a barbecue. Troy from Gosford. G'day, mate.
Troy-zy.
Yeah, morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What do cheap people bring to a barbecue?
Well, I reckon they bring onions because they're cheap.
Yeah.
And obviously when you chop them up, they'll cry like all the Melbourne Storm fans from the weekend.
There had to be a link. Kylie from Wyoming.
Good morning, boys.
Okay, what do cheap people bring to a barbecue, Kylie?
Well, my dear dad used to take the cheapest cut of meat or steak to a barbie and then claim the T-bone steak was his.
Oh, yeah, because it's all cooked together.
It's all cooked. Yeah, no, I brought the T-bone. Just take it off the top.
Yeah, I took the T-bone.
Oh, yep. Why is it so?
That's not fair. Oh, you know what I've got? They've got a mate who, you know, and I don't want to diss the Coles sausages too badly, but I tell you what.
Oh, those thin ones? Those,
when you buy them in a pack of 10 for $3 or whatever it is, and they'll turn up with two trays of them and consider it as though they brought the sausages. They chuck them on the barbie and these things will shrink to a third their original size.
You do question what's in them, don't you?
Oh,
you do,
mate,
seriously.
Never.
All right, Kylie, thank you so much for that.
Thanks, boys.
Take care. We've got Robert from East Gosford. Robert, what do cheap people bring to a barbecue?
Well, I've got to be fair. My mother and father-in-law from England, and when they emigrated to Australia, they didn't understand what someone said when they what it meant when they were told to bring a plate to a barbecue. And they had a barbecue, invited to a barbecue in their cul-de-sac, and the neighbour said, yeah, just bring a plate. And so, yeah, they just took a plate. A plate each. Yeah, we laughed about that for years.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, even though season four is still a few months away, Netflix has decided to renew the Karate Kid spin-off Cobra Kai.
Right.
For a fifth season.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yes.
Because this stuff, they've called it a dramedy, which is comedy drama.
You made me watch it.
Blended together.
I couldn't get past the first episode. Yeah, am I alone?
You're a little bit slow.
Am I alone? 133353. I couldn't. I just. Kirsten and I.
Look, anything that's not slapstick funny, you just switch off from.
No, that is a lie.
You've got to be.
That is a lie, sir.
You've got to pay attention. And this becomes hilarious.
All right, okay.
So non PC funny, yeah. It's hilarious.
All right, let's have a listen to some from Cobra Kai.
I saw your old sensei. What the hell happened? I thought you said he was gone.
Look, I know we want to win, but it's got to be the right way. We have to fight dirty.
Oh, you got to fight dirty. Oh,
sorry, I'm laughing already. That's good.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. So there's going to be a season five. Season four is four right. months away, and I
can't
cannot wait.
I can't great. Wait. No, that's really good.
Anyone that has not seen Cobra Kai.
Don't.
Seriously?
No.
Okay. Push through. If your right. attention span is as short as Paddy Gerard's, push right. through the first couple of episodes
yeah.
and you'll start to laugh.
Well, celebrities have revealed their bizarre hygiene habits. I think we all knew this about Dallas Buyers Club's Matthew McConaughey. He was one of the original stars to confess to ditching deodorant a la Rob Palmer.
No. Hey, whoa.
In 2005... he was asked what a man should smell like, and McConaughey said, I haven't worn deodorant in 20 years. Apparently, Cameron Diaz, Julia Roberts, and Bradley Cooper are all known to have ditched the deodorant as well.
Oh, really?
Julia Roberts in 2008 said to Oprah.
Oh, no.
I know.
No.
Jennifer Lawrence, what about her? Another bizarre hygiene habit, piddled in the sink, revealed she wasn't too fussy about where she went to the toilet, and she said they were a couple of girls in the bathroom. She had to go, so she went there.
Just in the sink.
Jessica Simpson doesn't brush her teeth, and Robert, Robert Pattinson yeah. from Twilight.
Twilight guy.
Holy jeez.
What's he doing?
This dirty galoot.
Not the bubbler.
He once admitted... he hadn't washed his what in 6 weeks. We'll take a commercial break and come back. No, you know what?
What was it?
He hadn't washed his hair in 6 weeks.
Ah, that's done before.
Oh,
I've done that before.
No, come on, mate. 6 weeks. Mine's every second day.
Wow.
I know, there's not much to do. Yeah, I know. Weddings in New South Wales are going to be permitted from this week. But, look, there's a catch. There's only 5 guests.
Yeah.
That would have suited me.
Tell you
we
what,
got married.
In days gone by when there are only 5 guests, there was a problem.
Yeah, and now...
how come there's only 5 guests at this wedding?
You can get married with a group of 5 guests. Now, the minister or the celebrant...
they don't count.
They don't count, as well as the photographer.
Oh, photographer. Yes. You know what you need?
Yeah.
You need a friend who takes photos.
Exactly. And a friend who's a
celebrant.
We
did that at our wedding.
Yeah, of course.
We just said... because, you know, photographer, you say wedding and it's all of a sudden.
Oh, cha-ching, cha-ching.
That's right.
Well,
we just said, mate, we want you to come and do it for us and come to the wedding.
There you go.
Photographer guest in one.
And
he would count as an extra.
Yeah. All bases covered.
All of a sudden, there's almost six.
Look, the churches, still can't get the churches, places of worship. They're not open to members of the public except to hold a funeral.
What if the celebrant was a friend?
Oh, well, does that count? Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be good.
It'd be bloody good.
The more the merrier.
Of course, of course. All right, you better.
I'll get this.
You get this, mate.
Hello, Triple M.
Good morning. It's the Reverend Father T.J. McArdle from the Church of the Sacrificial Lamb. With gravy and three vegetables. And Rob Palmer, thank you for joining in. Hello.
Good evening, morning, Father. The church is still closed, but weddings are going ahead.
Yes, that is correct, Robert. A place of worship can't open. But like OnlyFans, we can live stream, minus the steamy action, of course.
And two people can sing or chant, Father.
Oh, who doesn't love a good chant? Good morning, Kerry.
Yes.
Whilst watching the Sunday service live from the Sacrificial Lamb, I, like most priests, now walk around with a tape measure just to keep those pesky singers or chanters exactly 3 metres apart. Nothing more, nothing less.
Chanters. Have many couples contacted you, Father, about getting married now?
Robert, a huge amount, actually. Mm-hmm. And what a perfect time to get married. Right. If you are a miserable son of a... Oh, I can't swear. No wedding reception. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah.
And only five guests.
Yeah.
So if you take out the bride and groom's parents, only one friend can actually attend your wedding.
Okay.
That's why we're doing a lottery for all guests who want to attend.
So a wedding lottery, what a great idea, Father T.
Yes, just like any other lottery, Patrick.
Yeah.
You purchase a ticket at a reasonable price, of course. And all money's raised goes to the repair of the leaking church roof. And then, hey presto, if your ticket is pulled out, you could be attending the wedding of your friends.
Oh, as the only guest, it's kind of sad.
Well, and normally a single guest at a wedding tries to get lucky.
Yeah.
So he or she have their chances limited now to either the bride or groom, the mother or father of the bride, or the mother or father of the groom.
They are not good odds for the guests, Father.
Yes, but if you're in Tasmania, it's all your own family, so you definitely won't miss out, will you? Anyway, must go by.
Yes, you do.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Yeah, we have to talk about the Latrell Mitchell tackle on Joey Manu from Friday night's rugby league match between the Roosters and Souths.
Something that makes it even more embarrassing is the alleged crackdown that the league had on head knocks and protecting players' welfare, and during the Magic Round earlier in the season, where there were how many suspensions? I don't know.
Oh, people were sent off. For no more than
a tickle, and and it was a good direction that they were going. I thought they were trying to protect the heads of the players and protect their futures.
Well, if you missed it on Friday night, it was South taking on the Roosters in round 24 of the NRL, and Latrell Mitchell from South smashed into Joey Manu with a, as people are saying, a shocking high tackle. Sydney Roosters skipper James Tedesco has issued a blunt warning to Latrell Mitchell, saying, "You don't want to be breaking people's faces, and if it doesn't matter if it's an accident or not." Tedesco's caution comes as under fire South Sydney star reached out to a shattered Joey Manu via a text message in the wake of his shocking high tackle that left the Roosters strike centre needing surgery for a fractured cheekbone. And the Roosters coach Trent Robinson wasn't happy with those in the bunker because nothing happened for a while.
He was down for how long? And then it took Joey to stand up and go and stick up for himself with a depressed fracture of the cheekbone. And then they still didn't want to do anything about it. Henry Perinara sitting in the bunker, didn't stop play, didn't do anything about it. Then Ashley asked them to play on, and then the players went at it again. He just missed it completely.
6 weeks Latrell Mitchell has got, taking an early plea.
6 weeks.
Is that enough? We want to know.
Come on. Can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
In 2018, way, way long ago, La Trobe Uni conducted a study of the cognitive function of 25 retired NRL players experiencing an average of 8.5 concussions over this period of time. And they were 40 to 50% worse off on cognitive tests than non rugby players and were 11% slower in reaction times. It has an effect. And that shot to the head, that's not just like a normal concussion. That's shocked his brain, surely. He's done bad things. I just can't get over.
Would love to know.
That's 6 weeks.
The forum this morning, do you think 6 weeks is enough for Latrell Mitchell to be sitting on the sideline?
Kylie from Wyoming, what do you reckon? 6 weeks?
Good morning. Oh, look, I don't think it's long enough. That was a sickening tackle. But there's no consistency with the bunker. In the Storm and Eels game, there was a Parramatta player that could have a suspected broken jaw from being hit high by a Melbourne Storm player, and there was nothing. Yep. He was put on report. He wasn't sent. The player's now got a broken jaw and could be out for weeks.
As you like, say, no consistency.
Well, it seems like the consistent issue is that the bunker's dropped the ball on a couple of occasions
that's
now.
That's about the consistency. Yeah. The bunker's just got no idea, but I won't say too much in case I'm like Trent Robinson and I get fined 10 grand.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Seriously.
I know, for having a say. But
they're having a say, they're incompetent.
Yeah, exactly. Kylie, thanks for your call.
Thanks,
take care. Boy. Okay, we've got Benny from Blue Haven. Ben. G'day, Benny.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Now, I know you are a Roosters fan. Is 6 weeks enough for Latrell Mitchell?
Nah, I think he should be missing at least half of next season too. I mean, he's got priors in this. I think it was at the start of this year, he lashed out at a Tigers player with his boot and also his elbow.
Yeah, it's hard to call that an accident. When you watch it, he's come from so far out and led with nothing but the shoulder into the head of another player, has caved his skull in.
Well, exactly. You know, like, obviously Joey's out for the rest of the year, given that Latrell is now too with his suspension. But as you said before, Rob, like, what's going to happen with Joey with the effects of this, afterwards?
Look, I know there is a risk that these players take when playing. You take a risk when playing any sport, but when you saw something like that on
you don't
Friday,
expect the inside
Saturday.
Of your skull to come in contact with your brain at that velocity.
No, exactly. And that was nothing but reckless. And what the bunker did by not sending him off is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, they've got to be brought into question. A lot of people have called us about that.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking Listnr.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.